Welcome to Career Tools. Today's topic, job boards, part two. Here we go. Hey, let's review real quick a number you laid out earlier, because you know, what we're going to suggest here is going to require some work. And maybe some people are going to take a second look at that and go, like, I'm not sure I really need to do that. But remember the number that Mark said earlier, 25 million profiles and resumes out on these boards. I mean, really, I don't think those 25 million resumes are, they're all getting job offers. So you better be in the top 5%.
So let's throw a number out. Which ones, what percentage of those, or what number of 5 million, don't state it as a percentage, state it as a number, do you think are current? And let's assume, let's say last 90 days. And by the way, I'm making that up. I'm just saying I'm a recruiter. I don't want to look at a resume that's 6 months old or a year old. So I do my search on the profiles in the system, and I say, last 90 days. What do you think?
10,000.
Oh, gosh, you're much. Yeah, yeah. I would have guessed a million, but that's still only 4%. Why wouldn't you update a new resume? Look, it's once a month. It's not going to change appreciably. It's saving the document you already have under a new name. And you put yourself in the 4% that's considered, as opposed to the 96% who are not considered. I'm sorry. There's a little extra work. But what we're suggesting here is that if, in fact, I'm looking for a job, even if I'm looking for a job passively because I'm already happy with where I am, would you not change the name of a document and upload it and check your profile, which takes 10 minutes? We're talking about 10 minutes in terms of your maintenance process. Would you not do that to put yourself in the top 4%? What other thing could we engage in that takes 10 minutes that puts you in the top 4% of people would someone suggest they wouldn't do?
Right. For 10 minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it that way. Yeah, I might.
Yeah. It's entirely possible that you could spend the 10 minutes and put yourself in the 4% they're going to be considered in the last 90 days in terms of the profile. And you're going to be, in the mind of the recruiter, I'll be honest, folks, unemployable because they look at a resume or they look at the profile and go, nope, not right. Or maybe they get past your profile. Oh, he's a fit or she's a fit. And then they look at the resume and go, not sure. You know, a lot of responsibilities, no accomplishments. So
yeah, well, that's better than your profile resume not being looked at. So,
yeah, exactly. I mean, it's still at least you're in the 4%.
Stupid recruiter.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, what we're talking about so far, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. We're talking about 2 hours worth of work, and I would argue that in any given day of a week at a typical company, it's a good chance there's 2 hours worth of wasted time in the day. And all we're asking is to turn those 2 hours wasted time you had a year ago, if you're still unemployed, turning them into 2 hours of effective time relative to what you're doing in your search around job boards.
Yeah. So don't look at this as a lot of extra work. Look at this as an advantage that you have. You now have knowledge that most folks don't have, and you can put this to your advantage.
Yep.
Cool. Okay. So help me a little bit here. You know, 8 job boards. That's a lot of information to keep track of. How do I do that?
I was afraid you're going to mention that because you're thinking, gee, 8 job boards times 10 minutes. Well, it's not actually that much because your resume changes on each one of them, but it's only 10 minutes to change your resume for each of them. So maybe it's up to 20 minutes. But look, we'll get you all that time back by using RSS feeds, right? Your profile and your resume allow companies with available jobs to find you. RSS feeds allow you to find jobs. Look, they're all called different things on different boards, but generally there's something like Job Alert. You tell the board, whatever board you're at, whether it's Monster, Career Builder, or whatever, what you're looking for, the search categories you're interested in, and it emails you new jobs which are registered, which basically fit your criteria. And let's be smart about it, right? Don't make it so small that you limit the number of choices. Look, let's be honest. If in fact you're unemployed, why wouldn't you want to get an email with 30 or 40 jobs that meet your criteria? Maybe only 5 are interesting, but heaven forbid you make the criteria so narrow that you only get one and you discover it's in the wrong location, right? So you might start with an engineer job paying between $40,000 and $100,000 a year.
Wow.
Okay. And that's a pretty big, range. I mean, when you talk about orders of magnitude or multiples as opposed to fractions, that's pretty big. But you might find you barely get any roles sent to you based on that job alert request. On the other hand, you might get a lot of roles sent to you, and then you'll be able to narrow your criteria over time. You can be smarter. You know, I've been telling people this for years. Always start with quantity and learn about the field and then make your adjustments for quality. It's the same thing in terms of building your network. I've got to give a talk for a client in a couple of months about building your network. And people seem aghast when we say, oh, you've really got to focus on quantity rather than quality. Because if all you do is quality, you're going to identify the five senior people you really want to know, and you're going to hound them incessantly, and people aren't going to like you, while you also dismiss people who may in fact be valuable to you, and they're going to think that you're dismissing them because they're not a value to you, which in fact you are, which people hate, by the way, right? The problem with an RSS feed or with a job alert is if you don't keep it wide enough initially, and then you don't get many hits, you won't know if the problem is the narrowness of your search or the lack of appropriate roles on a job site, which we've already suggested you should be doing some searching around, or you should be doing some thinking around. What's wrong if the first day you get 200? I had a person say, oh, I got too many. It's too much to do. I mean, I was in a bad mood. And I said, well, I'm sorry. What else do you have to do? Look, if you're having breakfast and coffee and lunch and late afternoon tea and dinner with people who potentially have jobs, okay, great. But I would argue that you keep it broad, you use the job alert feature, they're different on different sites, and you find out, you get as many jobs as possible and then apply to them or learn more about them. And by the way, there's a strategic value in learning about the jobs. If you see 10 jobs that you think are just right for you, and all, let's say 8 of 10, not even all, but 8 of 10 of them have a unique phrase or an unusual piece of the job that's different or that you don't know about, you can do some research. Maybe you discover there's a bit of a hole in your background. Maybe you can't do anything about it in the next 30 days, but at least you can be aware of that weakness. And when you get in an interview, if in fact it's a trendy thing that maybe you've not kept up on, no offense, but it happens to all of us, including me, maybe you ought to know about that rather than getting a question that you ought should have expected, you didn't expect, you handle poorly. And again, we don't mind that you make a mistake in the interview. What happens, though, if you make a mistake and then you start spiraling downward and for the next 3 minutes you say, oh, I should have known that, I should have known that, I should have known that. All the while, the recruiter is asking you a multiple part question and you're so busy beating yourself up, you can't hear it. It's never your first answer, your first mistake that creates the problem. It's the mistakes you make after you're beating yourself up and thoughts in your head are keeping you from hearing the words out of the mouth of the recruiter that kill you in an interview. We don't mind a first mistake. We mind the second and third mistake that happened because you made a first mistake and that's all the sound in your head. It's sound and fury and it signifies nothing other than failure. Sorry, that wasn't a rant. It wasn't even really a soapbox, but come on, guys. I mean, we want you to be successful in your search, and you've got to use these RSS feeds. You've got to use these job alerts to reduce the time that you're going to spend extra that we're recommending in order to have your search on the job boards be effective.
Good. Okay. So what if I do all this, right?
Right.
Okay. I do all this. I selected eight job boards. I posted my profile.
Yeah, I just want to make a point where we've been, it's been a few minutes since we talked about eight, right? And I know I go on about this, but it's eight, but it's two in four categories. Would anybody argue with a location specific set of job boards? Heck no. Heck no, you got to do that. Would anybody argue with two sets of job boards that are general, that are industry specific? No. Would anybody argue with being on the two of the biggest job boards like Monster, Career Builder, and there are others that are the general ones? No. Would anybody argue with two that are aggregators that scrape other job boards? I would argue no. Eight sounds like a lot. Two that are more focused in a number of different categories because job boards are different. And I'd be willing to bet you, Mike, that 40% of the people who are listening don't understand that there are four different types of job boards. Just the fact that we make a distinction. Heaven forbid somebody's got one in industry and one in location and they don't have anything on Monster or in a general board or Career Builder and they don't have anything on an aggregator. What a waste. If you're going to do the work, it's not like you're tripling or quadrupling the work, I don't think.
Well, let's go back to something you said earlier, somewhat in jest. Hey, if you don't have a job, what else you got to do?
I feel, you know, I don't, look, we have been putting out CareerToolsCast for years now, right? They're free. This cast is free. We're not making light of somebody who's lost a job. We flew to New York a couple of years ago and did a career crisis seminar for free in New York and spent thousands of dollars saying, look, if you've been affected by the downturn, and it was 2008 or 2009, we're here to help. Our forums are there. If you send us an email, show@manager-tools.com, we'll try to help as best we can. You know, we feel like a lot of people couldn't afford the resume review service. And so we created the resume workbook and we charge a third of the price. So I don't want to be seen as insensitive. I just want everybody to know what the possible levers are. And you don't have to be 10% better than everybody else, but you can be 1% better in 10 things, and that could make a distinctive difference. All right, sorry.
Okay, so I think my question was something along the lines of, hey, I'm doing all this stuff, right? I went to the 8 job boards. I posted a profile. I posted my resume. I updated my profile and resume monthly. You know, I'm using the RSS feeds to monitor what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's not working for me. So what's a reasonable amount of time to go to kind of have a plan, execute on it, and then kind of measure and see what kind of results you get before going back and adjusting?
Look, the short answer is you've got to review the quality of leads you're getting quarterly. Okay. But I want to give you a larger answer, which is two parts. One is there are a vast majority of people who think that simply putting a digital representation of yourself in the bazaar, and I don't mean B-I-Z-A-R-R-E, I mean B-A-Z-A-A-R, in the marketplace, that literally being in the marketplace is enough. I'm going to use a really lame analogy. There are stores that go out of business in malls every day, folks. The fact that you're in the marketplace doesn't make you successful. There are two types of people when it comes to job boards. Those people who believe that just being in the bazaar matters, and those people who say, this is a chance for me to really work the system. And that's what this cast is about, working the system. Okay. That said, you can't be in the bazaar. You can't be trying to sell your wares and not being paying attention to the foot traffic and the sales and the profitability you get. So once a quarter, you've got to review the leads you're getting, the quality of the leads you're getting. Are you getting enough jobs emailed to you? Are you getting the quality of jobs you'd like to see? Are your search terms sending you roles that you wouldn't expect? And that may or may not be good. It depends on the kind of roles you're getting. But if you're not getting what you want, it's time to go back and tweak the search terms. And frankly, the marketplace has changed in 90 days. And so it's good to update things, to look at your search terms. And maybe what you do is, if it's been 90 days and you haven't heard anything, maybe you tweak a couple of them that you think, well, these were close calls. Just uncheck one and recheck another and see what kind of results you get. Maybe you only wait 3 weeks before deciding, wow, the quality just went down. But at least you know, rather than saying, well, I didn't get anything this first 90 days. I'll wait 90 more days. That's 6 months, right? So if you're not getting what you want, tweak your search terms. If the quantity isn't there, widen your search terms further. Or let's go back. It's been 90 days. Let's take a look at the 4x2 decision we made regarding the four types of job boards and the two choices we made in each one. Maybe we got to change. Maybe it won't make a difference, but let's not, after 90 days, where one would expect the digital nature of things to have given you some indication of how things are doing, let's not assume that, oh, then the next 90 days, things will magically change. Let's be proactive about it rather than just assuming, well, I'm in the bazaar, so therefore people should be beating a path to my door.
Let's also remember that don't go 90 days, don't get the results you want, and then just give up, right? I mean,
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's the other piece. You and I both have a good friend. You know who I'm talking about, somebody I'm mentoring or coaching. Now, he's currently employed, but he wants to do something different. And this guy is, man, he sends me an update every single week about what he's doing.
And he's got activity.
This is a project, and he's got a plan, and he is working it like nobody's business. And guess what?
He knows who he is, and I tip my hat to him. It's totally professional the way he's doing it. Didn't we do a cast a while back where we talked about the idea of an executive can be happy and open to new opportunities?
Exactly.
Right? That's
what he's doing.
Exactly.
That's what he's doing.
And it's not open like as in I'm calling to the moon and saying I'm open and now the law of attraction says jobs should fall on my head, right? It's been a drought here in Texas, so the idea of anything falling on your head is not really good. But gee whiz, he essentially is making the market, in my mind. If I know who you're talking about, I'm pretty sure I do.
Oh, you do.
He's making the market.
Yeah, and here's my point. For the first several months, it was slow going. He was busting his butt, and he wasn't getting a lot of great opportunities. He was reaching out to his network. He was rebuilding his network, frankly, doing some things maybe he, and he'll be the first to tell you that he should have been doing a long time ago. And, you know, the first 4 months, 5 months or whatever, he wasn't as successful as he would have liked to have been. But he didn't give up. He continued to execute his plan. And right now, it's just like the heavens opening up. He has lots of opportunities, some really exciting companies doing some things he loves. And it didn't happen overnight. And he didn't give up. And like, if you can be as professional as this guy, you got it made.
Yeah. He's pretty incredible. Something else, too, I think. You know, we've said this before. I think we only have one cast on it. And when I look back sometimes, I think we did one cast on some topics that were so huge. Relatively speaking, if we could weight the cast, there are some casts which would just vault above the others. And the whole one about building your network, you know, again, I'm going to talk to a group of client managers trying to help them build their internal and external networks. And I say, you know, the person said to me on the phone the other day, says, well, how do we help our managers and executives build their network? Like, do they need to learn networking skills? I'm like, no, they don't need to learn networking skills. They need to create new friendships. They need to stick out their hand and say, hi, I'm Bob. Hi, I'm Jane. Nice to meet you. And they need to start a relationship and then stay in touch with the person. It's not rocket science. This is not networking, folks. We're not asking you to schmooze. We're asking you to create new connections with people. And that means being willing to introduce yourself. And if you say to me, I'm a shy person and I'm not comfortable with that, my response is, if you want your life to be comfortable, I'll never forget the quote I heard from a friend of mine a number of years ago, never confuse a good life with an easy life. If you want this to be comfortable, you should have turned us off 40 minutes ago or however long ago we started this cast, because it's not going to be comfortable. On the other hand, all we're asking you to do is meet new people, which you do all the time in your neighborhoods, at your church, at your synagogue, at your mosque, or on your commute. I met a guy recently, Mike, who told me, oh, yeah, I've got 3 or 4 friends on my commute. And I said, oh, well, tell me about them. What do they do? He says, I don't know. I said, what do you mean? You don't, they're your friends? Well, they're not really friends. They're just guys I happen to end up standing next to on the train. Well, what do they do? Well, yeah, I don't know. What are their names? I don't know. I'm like, dude, they're not your friends. I mean, how many times? He says, oh, 4 days out of 5. For how long? Oh, over a year. You're standing next to a guy on a train going to New York City, and you don't say, by the way, I feel badly. I should have said this weeks ago. My name's Mark. It's nice to meet you. Oh, hey, Mark. Nice to meet you. I'm Robert. Hey, what do you do, Robert? I work at Morgan Stanley Smith Barney. Oh, is that so? I work at Credit Suisse. Or, oh, hey, is that so? I work at Goldman. Or, hey, is that so? I work at New York Life. Or whatever. You know, I work in the fashion industry. Whatever. So what this guy has done, you're talking about, he did the hard work early. He didn't get a lot of response. And now a little bit of the slow growth, the slow building of lots of relationships being rekindled and restarted matters. Folks, if you want your career search to go faster and you're employed now, start rebuilding your network now.
Yeah.
So that the hockey stick part of the graph will happen when you most need it. When you're unemployed or when you're close to being unemployed or when you're ready to make the move so you don't ever have to be unemployed.
Right. Okay. So talking about rebuilding your network, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention LinkedIn. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry. People just don't see LinkedIn as a job board. And I understand LinkedIn is not a job board. And yet I can make a case. It is. You connect with people who have jobs. There are people who are looking for jobs. There are people who are looking for people on LinkedIn. There are people who are using it as a job board. Therefore, in terms of a search, by definition, you have to treat it as a job board. Think of it as the ultimate lucky number 9, right? It acts as a job board. Now, because it's the de facto standard for your professional self, if you will, on the web, you need to use it in addition to the job boards. And of course, we've got a cast on how to use LinkedIn already delivered, and we point you to that as well. But look, check your profile. Could you build your profile a little bit more? LinkedIn's very good at sending you a note saying you're only 60% of the way there, or you're 80% of the way there. Well, build your profile out a little bit. Pay attention to other people who have similar profiles to you. Hopefully you've got some friends. Look, if nothing else, and this is the lamest if nothing else I've ever said in a cast, if you're not on LinkedIn now and you don't want to get on 8 job boards, at least please put a profile up and your background up on LinkedIn. And look, if it helps you to do it, if you need somebody to start with, send a request to Mike and I. If you're a listener, say you're a listener and we will be happy to connect with you on LinkedIn. Yeah, we've got lots of connections, but it's not because we're necessarily great guys. It's because of the show. And so I think they stopped counting at 500 and plus, but we have a lot. And if there's a way we can help, we'll try to help.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
As my mom used to say.
As long as you are willing to recognize that being in the marketplace is not the same thing as aggressively marketing your wares in the marketplace. This whole cast is about getting in the marketplace to begin with. There is a digital marketplace. It's not as effective as the face-to-face marketplace, but it's not ineffective. And you can be much more efficient if you follow the recommendations of this cast. So quick recap, what do you say?
All right.
Okay, good. So look, you got to select 8. I know that sounds like a lot, but hopefully it made it easier based on the 4 categories, which is general, location.
I feel like a disservice because I was joking around about 8. 8 is not a lot.
But,
if you don't have a job or you're looking for a better job, like nothing that good in life comes easy. It's not an unreasonable number.
Well, let me put out a challenge then. Let me make it a little bit, not harder, but let me make it better. Okay, because often harder is better. Let me say it this way. If you're somebody out there and you're going to go ahead and find out about the job boards, gosh darn it, come to our forums. Mike and I don't benefit, but other managers, thousands of other managers all over the world. In fact, we found out this week that we're in every country in the world. Chad was a lone holdout. And for those of you who offered to move to Chad, somebody did suggest, I'll go to Chad and log in just so you guys can say you've been in every country of the world. But look, there are managers all over the world whom you won't meet would benefit. And this is the giving mentality that hopefully we try to set an example for by giving away all of our knowledge for free in the Manager Tools and Career Tools podcast. But look, come to our forums and tell somebody, hey, look, I just want you guys to know I followed the guidance about job boards and here are the 8 I picked. Yeah, it was Monster and Career Builder. And by the way, if somebody's got another job board they feel strong about, go to the forums and start a thread or find a thread about job boards and say, look, here are the 8 I picked. And by the way, if you're a mechanical engineer in Iowa, here are the 2 I picked that were related to location, and here are the ones I related to mechanical engineering. Or maybe your industry is paint, right? I have friends at Valspar, and you might say, well, here are the not well advertised, but the industry-specific job boards relative to the paint industry, or maybe it's hazardous materials, or maybe it's fashion, or maybe it's road construction. Regardless, there's probably a website. It may not be well known, but among people in your industry, it's out there. And share it with other people. And let's be respectful of the idea of karma and give a little bit. It doesn't take that long to come to the forums to log in and say, by the way, here are the 8. Or maybe admit it. You know what, guys? I tried 8. I couldn't do it. Mark would be disappointed in me, but I got 6. I won't be disappointed with you, by the way. I'll be thrilled that you got 6 and not 2. 6 is better than 2. And tell other people what job boards you found. Okay, then what do you got to do? You got to post a profile. And the profiles are important because that's how companies are searching. You got to post a resume. Please follow our guidance about resumes. Please, please, please. Don't just put bullets, which are nothing but accomplishments, because we really look askance at that. Then you got to update your profile and your resume monthly. A huge thing to resave your resume with a date that indicates it's current makes a huge advantage for you. When companies do searches, they search based on currency. Or let me put it differently, currentness, maybe a little bit better, since there's another use of the word currency. We're not talking about gold here. You got to use RSS feeds. You got to get the job alerts. You do need to review it quarterly. We certainly hope you don't get to quarterly because you're doing other things and your search will be helpful. And then you've got to consider LinkedIn as well, even though the rules are a little bit different. And of course, we have a cast on that. Look, it boils down to this, folks. Job search is the epitome of the saying, you don't put all your eggs in one basket. Job boards are only one part of your search, and in order to use them well, you need to have a broad reach. However, once the work of setting up your profiles is done, maintenance is going to take you less than an hour a month. That leaves you a lot more time to do the even better work, the higher quality work of connecting with people face-to-face and talking to them about what they need and having them refer you if they don't have an opening and continue to work. And you know what? You're going to get rejected a lot. It's a fact. You're going to get rejected a lot. And I can't tell you the number of managers and executives who I know who have been fired, laid off, chose to leave a job thinking they had something else, and then had a mid to long-term period of unemployment who discovered the process of stealing themselves through the many, many rejections made them better after the fact. I'm not saying it makes it fun, but there's a small kernel in there when you get told no, that even though that's not fun, the kernel is, this is going to help me later. And come to the forums, ask questions, share what you know, and let's use karma to our advantage.
Good. All for it. All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, partner.
All right, we'll see you. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.